Choose Health with holistic health life coach Linda LaCoux, offering you advice to choose a lifestyle that benefits your body and your mind. Insights that help you choose health.
How do you keep your heart happy and healthy? What do you eat? What do you do? What's good versus what is bad? A lot of food manufacturers make claims about their foods having heart health benefits, but just because the claim is there doesn't really make it valid. Food giants like Welch's, Kellogg, General Mills, they don't claim products actually prevent or cure disease. Such declarations would get them in trouble with federal regulations, nor do they sell them as medical foods, which are intended to be consumed under a doctor's supervision. Rather, food companies market what has become known as functional foods, with health-promoting or wellness-maintaining properties. Such claims are perfectly legal, provided they're backed up by some credible science. All those heart-healthy red hearts on your box of Quaker Oats cereal or on that can of Planters peanuts, it's all a part of the marketing of functional food. Over the past decade, despite all the sales pitches for natural, organic, and whole foods, functional food has turned into a big business for big food, and more Americans are buying into the functional story. But as sales soar, it's coming out that some packaged foods that scream healthy on their labels are in fact no healthier than many ordinary brands. Consumer advocates and some nutritionists are starting to be just blunt. They say that shoppers are being lied to by slick marketing. Many people grab products with healthy claims on the front of the package and overlook the crucial nutritional information like caloric content, sugar, salt, and other ingredients in the small print on the back. Functional foods are not about health. They're about marketing. Walk through any supermarket and you can see exactly what this means. If you look at a box of Quaker Oatmeal Squares cereal made by the Quaker Oats Company, the front of the box in large white print proclaims, "Oatmeal helps reduce cholesterol." Scientists generally agree that fiber can be good for your heart. But read the adjacent smaller print, which the Food and Drug Administration requires, and you'll find that one serving of Quaker Oatmeal Squares contains a third of the amount of soluble fiber needed daily to help reduce the risk of heart disease. In other words, you'd have to be eating Quaker Oat Squares all day long in order to get that kind of benefit. Down the aisle is Welch's Grape Juice, with no fat, emblazoned with a red heart certification from the American Heart Association. An 8-ounce glass has 36 grams of sugar. A regular-sized Snickers, by comparison, only has 30. No one is saying that these products are unsafe or unhealthy or that there isn't science behind their individual ingredients. But you have to look at the whole package and not just the fact that it has one more gram of said ingredient than other foods. So how can you tell and what should you buy? I'm going to give you my personal list of things that I go to and I look for when I go to the grocery store. My daughter knows these as well, and she actually chooses her cereals based on this. If there's more than 15 ingredients, it's probably something that's not good for you. If you can't pronounce it, if you need to Google it, if it has a number in it, or if it has an acronym, don't bother. You are not a science experiment, and that doesn't belong in your body. So one of the other things that we're going to talk about today for your heart is butter. There's nothing wrong with real butter, but if you go down the aisle and you're looking at different kinds of spreads or different kinds of fats to cook with, one of the things that sticks out is margarine. Spreads, such as Benecol and Smart Balance, claim they're free of trans fats and they're fortified with plant stanols and sterols, which lower bad cholesterol, which is the LDL, by 6 to 15% without lowering good cholesterol, known as the HDL. But they also contain partially hydrogenated soybean oil and other hydrogenated oils, which means they have trans fat in them. So technically, they can still market the label as zero trans fat because it has less than 0.5 grams per one tablespoon serving. So why is there a problem with that? Well, trans fats are a man-made form of fat. When hydrogen is added to vegetable oils, making the oil more solid and less likely to spoil, the more solid the margarine, the more trans fat it contains. This process is called hydrogenation, or partial hydrogenation, and makes stick margarine firm at room temperature. These vegetable oils, mostly soy and cottonseed oil, are processed under extreme conditions such as high heat, high pressure, and chemical solvents are used to extract the oil. Vegetable oils are largely comprised of polyunsaturated fatty acids, which degrade easily, and they degrade even more easily after this extreme processing. Then, if you use margarine to cook with, again adding more heat, it will degrade even further. Trans fats have been shown to increase bad cholesterol, similarly to saturated fats, and they tend to lower good cholesterol, which is your HDL cholesterol, when eaten in large amounts. Furthermore, trans fats may make our blood platelets stickier. While no standard intakes of trans fat have been set, one tablespoon of stick margarine packs a whopping 3 grams of trans fat and 2 grams of saturated fat. Other findings about margarine include the fact that it usually contains food colorings. One in particular is known as Yellow 6, which is derived from petroleum. This coloring agent has been linked to ADHD, food allergies, and several different kinds of cancer. Yellow 6 is also banned in several European countries and is being phased out of the UK entirely. Fats in butter are superior to the rancid, highly processed vegetable oils because they're not hydrogenated. Also, butter, particularly grass-fed butter, is one of the richest sources of vitamin K2, which is known to prevent arterial calcification, which is a very strong, if not the strongest, predictor of cardiovascular disease, not your cholesterol levels. Butter also has loads of natural vitamin A, D, and E that really will boost your immune system, unlike synthetic versions in margarine spreads. Truth be told, not much that's manufactured in a factory and genetically modified with artificial flavors and preservatives can ever win over simple, natural, whole nutrition. So what are good, healthy fats to have in your diet and how can they help you? Avocados are incredible for you. Nuts like walnuts, almonds, pecans, and macadamia nuts. Seeds like pumpkin seeds, sesame, chia, and hemp, fatty fish, including sardines, mackerel, and herring, wild salmon, all of these are rich in omega-3. Extra virgin olive oil. There's several studies that show that those who consume olive oil on the regular reduce heart attacks by about 30%. You can enjoy grass-fed or sustainably raised animal products, even the meat products, as well as the dairy. You can even eat saturated fat like extra virgin coconut butter, which is a great plant-based source of saturated fat that has many benefits. It fuels your mitochondria, it's an anti-inflammatory, it doesn't cause problems with your cholesterol, and in fact, it helps resolve them. So what do you drink to help your heart? Water, water, and then more water. So drinking water does a whole bunch of different things. First of all, your body is 72% water, and you don't have enough water in you when you wake up. So make sure the first thing you do when you wake up is drink a big glass of water, 16 to 20 ounces at least. Make sure that it's room temperature. It's a great way to rehydrate yourself in the morning and kickstart your day from the moment you wake up. Drinking water after you wake up has also been shown to fire up the metabolism by a whopping 24% for 90 minutes. When the rest of your body, your liver, your kidneys, your brain, and your lymphatic system are all sufficiently hydrated, your heart has a much lighter workload. You don't necessarily have to chug 8 glasses of water a day. Drink when you're thirsty and eat when you're hungry. Water helps your body to flush out toxins. Your kidneys do an amazing job of cleansing and ridding your body of toxins as long as your intake of fluids is adequate. Your brain tissue is 85% water. When you're not properly hydrated, your brain operates on less fuel, and you can feel drained or experience fatigue. The majority of minor headaches are actually caused by slight dehydration. So, the takeaway from all this that I hope you have is to look deeper than the front of the package, and hopefully, if it has a package, don't buy it at all. We are blessed to live in an area with a thriving year-round organic farmers market. The Green Market is a great place to get all kinds of organic fruits, vegetables, animal products, and yeah, even butter. Our farmers work hard year-round to produce everything that they can to make sure we have the option of healthy organic food year-round. So I hope that this information will help you choose health the next time you're at the grocery store.
This has been Choose Health with Linda LaCoques. Linda is a certified holistic health coach, bend instructor, and personal trainer with Life Support Holistic Health in Cookeville. She's available for your questions on Facebook and online at lifesupporthh.com.